education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
The smell of technology in the morning. It's the computer corner, as we are every Saturday morning. Maybe we should change it from the computer corner to the technology something or other. Yeah, the tech corner?
The technology...
It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. We're here mainly talking about computers, but of course, it's what is a computer anymore? Is it a cell phone? Is it a PDA? Is it your gaming console? I don't know. You can give us a holler, 602-277-5827. Outside of the Phoenix area, 1-800-564-5827, but...
Wait till you hear somebody hang up. After we answer their question, then you dial in.
Yeah, let's talk to Barbara, shall we?
We shall.
Barbara!
Yes, good
thanks
morning.
For holding on, and how can we help you?
Well, two things. I was getting all these mail system errors for about 2 weeks, and I upgraded my...
I'm sorry, I missed the first part. Mouse system?
No, mail system.
Oh, mail system.
Yeah, mail system errors.
Okay.
And I upgraded my virus through Gateway yesterday, and I'm still getting them.
Well, you're kind of talking in two different directions here. Your mail system errors?
Well, it says mail administrator, mail system error, returned mail.
Okay, why do you think that has something to do with viruses?
Oh, I don't know. And
okay.
I also have one thing here that been determined that...
Okay, well, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Your mail system errors?
That's what it says.
The people that you want to talk to that can explain to you what that specific error may be is whoever you're paying your monthly charge for your internet service for.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who that is?
Don't ask me questions like that right now.
Well, I mean, you're like AOL, MSN.
Here's how you can tell. Whatever your email address is, remove the first part, and what's
the... It's Cox.
Okay. Then you can either call their support department and have the, you know, explain to them what you're getting and see if it's something that they can help you with. There's also, if it's specific, is it happening on every single message you send out or just once in a while?
I've got like 10 of them right now.
What do you,
and I can't find out who they are because...
Oh, okay. Well,
let me tell you why I can't find out who they are. I defragmented yesterday, and now my machine freezes up.
Okay, well, let's handle one tragedy at a time, okay?
Okay.
If you've listened to the show in the past, you know that some of the most prevalent viruses and worms out there spoof return email addresses, okay? So most likely what's happening is your email address is being used as the return address for somebody that's somebody else that's infected with one of these new worms. And what it does is this infected person just randomly grabs an email address and makes that the pretend return address. It's not real. So any of the messages that are sent out that are not that go to invalid addresses, they're going to bounce back to you.
Uh-huh.
So there's probably nothing you need to do.
Okay.
And there's no reason, there's the reason you can't track anybody down or you won't be able to track anybody down because you won't even know who actually sent it to begin with because of the spoofing part of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So all you need to do is make sure your antivirus software is up to date.
Well, it is.
And don't open file attachments, ever.
I don't.
Okay, then you're doing everything you can do. Well, there's one other thing. You want to do a Windows update on about a monthly basis. Once a month, you want to go to windowsupdate.com and have Microsoft's website look at your computer and tell you all the security updates you don't have.
Okay.
So that you can protect
Windows update.
Windowsupdate.com.
Okay.
Now, the freezing up after defragging?
Yes.
That's not normal. So, did you get an error? Did it not finish?
It finished.
It did finish, and the computer didn't get shut off or nothing happened like that?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Did you load any new software recently?
Well, before I did the defrag, I had my grandson load a professional sewware.
A what?
It's professional sewware. It's for embroidery for a sewing machine.
Oh, okay. Sewware. Well, they have Soho, which is small office, home office. There's actually a company that makes that. I was trying to make sure I understood which one you were talking about. You might want to try removing that program to see if that's what's actually causing your freezing.
Uh-huh.
Especially if it's like, do you have Windows XP?
No.
Windows
98.
Windows 98, okay. You know, make sure that the program that you loaded actually has, you know, that was actually written for Windows 98.
Uh-huh.
Because if it wasn't, then these kinds of things can definitely happen.
Oh, okay. said it was.
Okay,
you know,
I'm sure it was, unless it's really, really old, old software.
it's brand new.
Okay.
Okay.
And you should be fine there. But anytime, if you weren't having the freezing beforehand, you're saying defrag and this other program. Well, there's really no way to undo defrag.
Uh-huh.
So just go to the, try removing the other program and see if that helps your freezing situation.
Okay, well, if it keeps on freezing, how can I remove it?
How can you remove what?
How can I remove the other program if the machine freezes up? And
you know that fine young lad that came over and put it in for you?
Have him unput it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, usually there's an uninstall program with most.
So uh-huh.
Do you know how to click on your start button?
I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, you go to start and then programs and then find that new program, whatever it's called, So What Where or whatever it's called.
Yes.
So, hey, that'd be good. That'd be a good name of a program for a sewing program, huh?
Yeah, So What.
So what? Hey, maybe we're in the wrong business here.
No, you're not.
I'm not sure how
That's
to take that.
That's painful.
Look in that group, whatever that sewing software is. Look, you know, where you click on the program to actually run it.
Yeah.
A lot of times there'll be an uninstall item there. If not, then go to the control panel. Do you know how to get to the control panel?
Yes.
Start settings, control panel.
Yeah.
And look for the add remove icon.
Yes.
And then alphabetically listed will be all of the programs. If it's a sew program, I'm going to look in the letter S.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Me, though. That's just me. That's
that
the way.
Part I know. I know the alphabet. That's good. Yeah. I don't know computers. I know the alphabet.
So okay. Give that a shot, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Barbara. And those bounces, if you know you did not send them, the
uh-huh.
chances are it's somebody else that's infected that's using your name,
uh-huh.
your return address. Very, very common.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, don't freak out.
Okay.
Okay, just delete them and move on with life. Because
okay.
your regular email, the stuff that you want to send and receive, you're getting fine, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're fine.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Barbara, good luck.
Okay. Yeah, I
and
need it.
If
goodbye.
If the computer continues to freeze, get it like a baby blue, real nice warm blanket, and just kind of wrap it around there.
Okay.
Give it a hug.
A hot cocoa.
And put it in a trash?
No.
Hug it and squeeze it and name it George.
Never, ever, ever, ever put a computer in the trash. It's toxic waste. And in
I
fact,
know that. Okay.
I'm using this as a way to promo something we're doing down the road.
Right.
In about
okay.
3 weeks, we're going to be doing a live broadcast from the home show, and one of the deals we worked out is we're going to set up a place where people can bring their old computers to be recycled properly.
And if they do that, we give them free admission.
Yeah, we're going to get them free tickets to the home show. We're working on that. Stay tuned to our newsletter. We'll explain that. We want everybody to bring their old stuff, all that stuff that you're going to retire because of all the Christmas gifts.
So thanks for bringing that up, Barbara.
Well, thank you.
Thanks,
okay,
Barbara. Bye-bye.
Okay, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay.
And
did we accomplish anything with that?
Yes, we did.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you were too busy messing around with somebody else's problem.
I could be.
Yeah.
I was researching.
Yes, you were.
I was checking it out, man.
Are we breaking?
You know, Brian said two, and then it says 46. No.
What are you saying? Give me a break!
Forget him! He says break now? Break now.
Okay. You're listening to what was once known as the Computer Corner with Ken and Brandon. We'll be back right after this.
It's KTAR on demand.
It's information now.
620KTAR.com.
With news updated every 30 minutes.
Anytime.
Any day.
At a click.
Plus the most complete sports coverage of the teams that matter.
Your 620KTAR.com.
Listen live to KTAR and 620KTAR.com. Listen Live is brought to you by AZ NetGate, the cure for the common ISP. While you listen, check out the speedy dial-up and DSL internet access options AZ NetGate has to offer. Packages starting at just $16.95.
Your Valley Chevy Dealers year-end tent event is going on now, where for a limited time you can register for a chance to win a new 2003 Chevy S10 two-wheel drive extended cab pickup. And while you're there, qualified buyers can take advantage of 0% APR for 60 months on every 2003 Chevy SUV. That's 0% APR financing for 60 months on 2003 Chevy SUVs, like Suburban, Tahoe, Trailblazer, Blazer, and Tracker. Plus, register for a chance to win a new S10. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Average example of down payment, 12.7%. Some customers will not qualify. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 1203. You can register to win a new Chevy S10 two-wheel drive extended cab pickup through 1203. No purchase necessary. You must be a legal Arizona resident, at least 18, and licensed to drive. Rules and entry forms are available at any Valley Chevy dealer. Void where prohibited. Just look for the tent at your Valley Chevy dealer's year-end tent event.
Did circumstances out of your control sidetrack you on the way to your career?